Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacy Lynn. A big part of the country is shivering in the cold. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
Across a good portion of the plains, northern and central plains, we're going to see high temperatures in the single digits to teens. And the same is going to be true across New England, where we're going to see temperatures not rising much above the teens across a good portion of that area.
For the second time in less than a week, Buffalo Bills fans are lining up to help shovel snow out of their stadium before tomorrow's playoff game. They're getting paid $20 an hour to do it. A grand jury in Uvalde, Texas, will consider possible criminal charges against law enforcement officers.
The move comes one day after a Justice Department report cited law enforcement's cascade of failures to properly respond to the 2022 Uvalde Elementary School shooting. The grand jury is expected to consider much of the same evidence as the Department of Justice, and charges could include things such as child endangerment. 19 children and two teachers were killed in the Uvalde attack. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
The New Hampshire primaries on Tuesday, and CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns tells us who's now backing the former president.
Donald Trump back in New Hampshire with a major boost days before polls open, snagging the endorsement of South Carolina Senator Tim Scott.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
That announcement is a setback for Nikki Haley, with her home state senator rejecting his former governor.
And it's been an almost constant war of words back and forth for days between the top two presidential hopefuls, Trump targeting Haley last night, saying she puts America last. Haley firing at Trump, calling him insecure. A member of Israel's war cabinet is speaking out against the prime minister.
Prime Minister Netanyahu's insistence that only military pressure will free hostages is being criticized in his own government. Member of the war cabinet Gadi Eisenkot is even suggesting fresh elections in the near future, telling Israel's Channel 12, "It is necessary within a period of months to return the Israeli voter to the polls and hold elections in order to renew trust, because right now there is no trust." You're Tom Confino for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
We now know who's performing at one of the biggest music festivals of the year. Lana Del Rey will be one of the headliners for Coachella, along with Doja Cat and Tyler, the Creator. No Doubt also reuniting for Coachella, their first performance in over a decade. Pre-sale tickets went for sale yesterday. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Winter is an especially dangerous time for people with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. Mark Moran explains.
People who suffer from dementia face a host of increased risks in winter months. Everything from falls to getting lost, even in places that used to be familiar. And in the winter, the Alzheimer's Association's Lauren Livingston says low temperatures, ice, and darkness are just a few things that make conditions especially dangerous for people with dementia, but there are others.
One big one is wandering. That can be a problem for people living with Alzheimer's or dementia, especially in severe weather. They don't really understand maybe when they go outside that it's dangerous, so they might not put on any coats or additional clothing to keep warm. And if they wander, they may get lost and not be able to find their way home.
Livingston says keeping track of people with dementia in the winter is especially critical. Memory problems are hallmark signs of people living with dementia, but Livingston says there's another equally debilitating symptom called sundowning, which is made worse in shorter, darker days.
It can cause them to become a little bit more agitated in the evening time when the sun is going down, and with the sunlight being less and less in the wintertime, it can cause for a longer period of time for people with dementia to experience the sundowning and be more agitated.
She adds that people with dementia are also more prone to falls, a risk made worse by snowy, icy weather. There are currently more than 6 million people nationwide living with Alzheimer's disease. There's no cure and very few treatments available proven to slow its progress. This is Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid-teens. For tonight, about 2 below zero under mostly cloudy skies. Mostly sunny, highs near 20 on your Sunday. For Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 33. Winds will gust to 30 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain and snow, mid-30s.
Right now, it's zero.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
January 20th, 2024. If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, with Anya and Johnny here on the boards, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the WAUK Radio Studios in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Yeomans Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And my first guest this morning, I'm delighted to have a Waukesha native, a graduate of Waukesha West High School, but we like him anyway. Forgive him for that. But he's one of my, I'd consider a hero because he's a small business owner, has had his own company since 2017. And this is Adrian Lopez of Foundation Pros and what I call the WAFRP, the Wisconsin Association for Foundation Repair Professionals. Did I get it all right? Did I get that right, Adrian?
Yes, you did.
Fantastic. So, hey, welcome, Adrian. Glad you're here. Tell us about yourself.
Where should I start?
Exactly. Well, tell us about Foundation Pros, about your company.
Okay, Foundation Pros of Wisconsin was created by me to provide services, foundation repair at a budget-friendly price, with integrity and respect for homeowners. And we do concrete installations and basically all the basic work of foundation repair needs.
Wow. And what got you interested in doing that kind of work? Because you said you've been working with foundation repair since 2008.
Yeah, I was working with other foundation companies, and I've seen the good side and the bad side when I was laboring. And going through that and witnessing a lot of good and bad, I wanted to create my own company, not only make profit, but at the same time provide a good service and honest budget, because I've seen bids on foundation repair that they're astronomical and things that don't benefit the homeowner. I kind of want to change that.
Now imagine, you know, a problem with the foundation is akin to like a transmission problem with your car.
Yes.
And so I imagine there's, you've got a lot of real anxious or really depressed people that are having to call on you.
Yeah. And once I get the phone calls, my wife Rebecca, she gets a full description of what I'm going to go see, so I don't go in there blind, and assess the situation. Sometimes a lot of it is self-inflicted: downspouts, gutters, bad grading. And if that's the case, I tell the homeowner, hey, this, I give you the option to do it yourself or hire me to do it. But at the end of the day, believe it or not, I'm not allergic to money, but I believe in karma. So I like to provide the homeowner with the option to do it themselves.
Really?
Yes.
And how would one do it themselves? Like what?
So if a homeowner wants to do it themselves, I give them instructions how to. Mm-hmm. Simple grading, simple tasks like raising up a downspout or putting them in position to hire somebody to clean out the gutters, if that makes sense.
Okay. And do you do, like, some of that consulting, though, do you do for a small fee, or is that that's free?
It's all free.
Yeah.
I do free consulting.
That's terrific. So, because and sounds like some of those things are just are preventative maintenance, so they don't have to call you.
Yeah. Usually when a homeowner buys a home, they don't have a homeowner's manual that comes with the house. You know, and sometimes a new homeowner buys the previous homeowner's problem sometimes. And sometimes that gets covered up or neglected, and it affects the new homeowner.
Okay, sure. So when we bought our house, or we moved in 2012 in Banting Park, you know, we were so excited. You know, it was our first, you know, home as a family. And we overlooked the fact that there was a big hole behind our backyard. You know, Payne and Dolan. And so if you live in that neighborhood, there's a lot, your house shakes, not so much anymore, because they've pretty much tapped out of that big canyon that you see on Blue Mountain Road. Okay. But they blast in other parts of their campus, for lack of a better word. And you'll feel that, you'll still feel the house shake a little bit. I imagine you'd get a fair amount of business from that area, or you have over the years.
It varies. I get local business from Waukesha, a lot from out of town, like Racine, Kenosha, like really heavy saturated areas.
Okay.
Waukesha, I get a few of them here and there.
Sure. Yes, because what impacts foundation health beyond like having a company that blasts that uses dynamite?
It could affect your foundation too. It could vibrate it.
That's what I mean. It's like, what are other things that would affect foundation health? I'm sure weather's one.
Weather's one. Basically, a lot of it could be uncontrolled groundwater that sits in your basement stagnant.
Sure,
and
sure.
It weakens your mortar joints in your walls and negative grade and downspouts into gutters.
And that's probably why you get a lot of business in Racine and Kenosha, there being closer to the lake.
Yeah. It's a really high saturated area.
Wow, that's terrific. So in addition to, how many people do you employ?
Usually I'll probably have 8 to 10 people. We're small and growing.
Yeah.
I like to focus on our training. I like to focus on, and my employees to get them in the right spot, because foundation repair, it's not rocket science, but it is a science. You can do it wrong and you can do a lot of major damage doing it the wrong way.
Well, I imagine too, because you said you live close to you live here in downtown or close enough to downtown that you also probably service a lot of businesses that experience different foundation issues.
Yeah, each property is unique with their symptoms. You know, it varies a lot. It could be examples. It could be a back pitch patio inviting water to your foundation. You know, a lot of those patios and concrete, they settle, and just foundations. Each situation is different.
Sure. Now, in addition to having your own business, you're also advocacy for the industry is very important for you, and so that's why you're involved in the Wisconsin Association for Foundation Repair Professionals.
Yes. WAFRP.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really good organization. That organization is created for the benefit of a homeowner, also with providing today's standards, how to waterproof. And everybody that's on the association gets vetted. You sign ethics clauses. There's a lot of things that we're in favor for.
Code work, I imagine.
Following the code work, following everything that association put together for us to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if a homeowner has problems deciding on a contractor, they can always go to the website and pick one.
Sure. Does the association all do like certifications? So that like, because I remember you mentioned when you started, you said there were a fair amount of hacks out there.
Yeah. They do have standards training at our association. The owners bring their employees, and we have our structural engineers that actually teach us the code, what's changing, what we can improve on. And, The whole educational experience is amazing, because you have you have structural engineers on our committee, which is totally awesome.
Sure.
You know, so you have immediate access to on-site specific engineering.
Great.
Every foundation is different.
Wow. Sure. So let's say a home or property owner is vetting foundation contractors, for lack of a better term. And someone can come in and say, here's my WAFRP certified.
Yep.
That's a thing, right?
Yes, it is.
And that tells people that, okay, these guys jumped through the proper hoops.
Yep.
They understand how to do it right. And they're not going to value engineer your.
Yeah. You got to follow the codes because, if you follow the codes, it makes passing inspection a lot easier because a city inspector is going to come in and double check your work. And if you're not following the standard, they're going to call it out and fail you.
So I remember I have a friend who he has like a waterproofing, you know, usually when there's an act of God, like a tornado or a thunderstorm in those homes, and he's your water restoration guy down in Racine. But what his competitors are these national groups that send in these ambulance chasers from around the country, and they'll do kind of a half-cocked job, if you will, and then they'll take off and you'll never see them again. You won't even be able to get a hold of them. And they kind of let, you know, they take your money and they do a minimal amount of work, if that, but they don't complete the job. Was that a similar dynamic in the foundation world?
Oh yeah. There's a lot of horror stories. Homeowners not vetting foundation guys or just contractors taking half your down payment and just never showing back up, which is huge. And that's one thing that I have to kind of ensure homeowners that my company's not that way, because somebody else ruined their thought process on how to hire somebody.
Yeah.
It's ongoing and it's sad. It's really sad. And that's.
Yeah, because it's your home.
Yeah, it is. You know, and all the money that you spend it, that you're going to spend is nothing to sneeze at either. It's hard work. Yeah. It's hard earned money that you got to pay somebody to fix your foundation. And if they take it, that hurts.
And that's why one of the reasons I'm another big advocate for small business, because that person lives in your neighborhood or in your community. Oh, they care enough. Reputation is important. So you don't want people talking about you.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm huge. That's why I'm glad I meet people like you.
I appreciate it.
We're taking your calls here with Adrian Lopez of Foundation Pros, 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. 2 minutes before we pause for some important community messaging, what is it you want people to know about Adrian Lopez and your business and why they should take a hard look at Foundation Pros?
What I want to do is, what I want them to understand is that I want to be budget friendly and sell you what you need and avoid what you don't need, you know, because like I said, I'm not allergic to money, but I believe in karma.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to sell you something you don't need.
Sure. And you have a bricks and mortar shop, right? Or
yes.
Where's that located?
It's in, we are located on Watertown Plank Road, right by, up in Springdale by the Quick Trip.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So my shop's back there.
Sounds great. Area. Oh yeah. No, I love that area. So that's true. Not too far from where I live in Banting Park. So you're kind of a neighbor then. So.
Yeah.
In addition to being a downtown resident here. So along with downtown Donnie Brown, we have downtown Adrian Lopez. We have a minute left before our first pause, but remember my guest next week is Candace Strong with Trisha's Troop. She was on Earl Ingram's show earlier this week, and I'm really looking forward to having her on and hearing more about this amazing mission that she started here in Waukesha. And we have more to come with Adrian Lopez and Foundation Pros and the Association for Foundation Repair Professional. So much more to unlock on this balmy 0 degrees Saturday morning here in the Shaw. Don't go away. This week, Waukesha continues.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
An official visit from the White House to the Badger State will coincide with the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision.
Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits Wisconsin Monday.
Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and the rest of the team will be tracking Vice President Harris and her visit to the West Bend area. Find what you need to know here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
It's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Vaya con Dios, my love.
I'm back, honey.
Hi. You know, I tied this string around my finger to remember to tell you something when you got back from shopping. I forgot what it was.
Oh, not again. Well, let's do the rules waiting for the sunrise while you try and think of it.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every rose is covered with dew. And why?
Hey, we're back. This week in Waukesha, Don Brown with Adrian Lopez of Foundation Pros, and you're listening to arguably Waukesha's favorite son, Les Paul, and his wife, Mary Ford. The world is waiting for the sun to rise, and very appropriate as the sun has finally found its way out here around 7:21 this morning. And special thanks to Pat Kreitlow of Up North News, who was here in studio yesterday and had me on around this time from 7:06, 7:19 to talk about Waukesha and This Week in Waukesha. And, it was a real honor to have him, a fellow former legislator. Pat was in the state Senate, did some wonderful things for our state, and has a terrific show Saturday mornings from 6 to 8. Check it out. And again, it was a real honor to meet Pat. He really enjoyed the chocolate scone I got him from Steaming Cup, which I'd never had before. And so I'm going to have to make my way over there and have one of those soon. And no surprise, you know, the Tofties own it. And so you can expect nothing but the best from them, especially when it comes to pastries. So, and in studio here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, basketball coach Lindsay Schultz and her star guard Olivia Rangel is in the waiting room, ready to spend the second half hour with us. I'm really excited to have them on and talk about their 9-game winning streak as they crack into the nation's top 25 on D3Hoops.com. So stick around for that. But Adrian, are you a big sports fan?
Yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan. Sorry.
Oh no, we're sorry. So well, I'm a Bills fan, born and raised in Western New York. But I do love the Packers, okay. And so I'm really excited for them tonight. And it's too bad the Niners aren't coming here on this 0-degree, you know, balmy day. And I imagine if it's 0 degrees here, it's like -25 up in Green Bay. So maybe we'll take some of that bad weather. They've taken it with them to San Francisco. I remember Mark Twain had a quote that the coldest winter he ever had was a summer in San Francisco. And Mark Twain, you can tell, has never been to Wisconsin in January. So maybe the Packers can trump Mark Twain's idea and really bring the blizzard there to Frisco. So good luck tonight. That'll be fun. And hey, it's day two of Winter Jamboree. And don't forget that the Packers game will be on in the tent in the Ray's Grain Beer Garden. So you can enjoy all the fun of Jamboree and keep and watch closely your Packers while enjoying some wonderful raised grain beer. So, you know, best of all worlds, in my opinion. So I will actually be at the Luke Holman tournament tonight. My son, Waukesha South, is in that tournament. They have an 8:45 p.m. game. So nice timing, guys. But, you know, I think my daughter had some basketball, eighth grade basketball over at Pewaukee, and we were able to get the game on our cell phone so we could do both. So that's probably what we'll end up doing for the second half tonight. What else do you like to do when you're not fixing foundations, Adrian?
I like models. If that's what you're asking, I like model like airplanes and
cool.
Stuff. That type of stuff. You know, being 42 is kind of. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
So you still got the model glue out. Yeah, you're like one of those guys that still has that. I love it,
especially during a slow season during winter.
You know, sure, that's a great thing to do. Yeah,
during the summer, I have nothing to focus on. But
It's very seasonal, I imagine.
Yes.
You're not getting a lot of calls to fix the foundation in January or February.
Yeah, those are very rare, but basements do leak.
Sure, sure.
During the winter. But yeah, I expect next week to get some phone calls with all that salt we're going to have, maybe some rain. Yeah, so I'm just waiting on that.
That's pretty neat. So, yeah, you mentioned model airplanes, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention city council voted to approve hiring a firm to do a national search for our newest fire chief, with Steve Howard stepping down after years of faithful service. And Steve Howard's next-door neighbor growing up was Alfred Gorham, who was the only Tuskegee Airman from Wisconsin, from Waukesha. And they had a Red Tails, you know, exhibit at the county airport a few years ago that you would have loved, Adrian, because they had a model of one of the Tuskegee Airmen, like planes.
Okay.
And then they had like a mobile theater that had a really good like half hour or 15 minute like film on the story of the Tuskegee Airmen. And so, yeah, if you love airplanes and that sort of thing, I think, and history, like I love history. That's my jam.
History's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
As long as we don't repeat it, right?
Well, repeat the good things, though.
Yeah, right.
That's it, exactly.
I love history.
Yeah, no, me too. So, and I'm huge into sports history and social history.
Okay.
Local history. You know, Waukesha's got such a rich history here. And you're making it with Foundation Pros. You're living history with some of the great work you're doing.
I appreciate that. So, it's not easy to do.
Sure. So you said you're 42 years old. What year did you graduate then from West? My math isn't so good.
2000.
So 2000, okay. Yeah. So what, if you don't mind, Matt, what were you doing from 2000 to 2008 before you broke into the foundation repair business?
Just living life.
Sure.
You know, just doing teenage stuff. Really didn't get it together until late in life.
Yeah.
You know, that's an honest answer.
Sure. Well, you're not the only late bloomer in this this discussion, so I know what that is, and it's. But it sounds like you landed on your feet, though.
Yeah. You know, I've had a good support system, amazing wife, sure. And goals. Everybody needs goals in life.
Sure.
You know, and you can't waste every day you have. Tomorrow's not promised. So wow. You got to go get what you need.
How long have you and Rebecca been married or been together, I should
say? 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
15 years. It's been awesome.
Sure, sure.
You know, just especially maturing as an older adult and
yeah,
understanding the world. It's a different view now.
Sure. Any pets or children in the family?
No kids, but I do have a dog, a couple cats.
Love it.
You know.
So three kids.
Right?
Fantastic. That's terrific. And you were born and raised here in the Shaw, and you chose to stay here and live and start a business.
Yep.
That's terrific. So what's a typical day like for you when the snow finally melts and people are asking for your business or calling on you?
Well, when that day comes, my schedule can get really booked. I can have like 10 to 12 hours just driving around, bidding houses, driving to multiple cities, and at the same time, making sure my guys are getting the work done correctly and passing inspections. You know, that's a busy day for me.
Sure, sure.
Because I actually do the work still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So not only do I go out selling jobs, maintaining the company, I actually do the work. That's
sure.
A little bit different.
Sure. That's fantastic. So, and what's your weekend look like the rest of the weekend after that? After this
weekend,
early start. You're normally up this early in your slow season?
Yeah. Believe it or not, it's my meditation time. I get up around 4 in the morning and just drink coffee, watch the news, and reflect.
That's great.
And then get ready for the rest of the day.
That sounds great. So, hey, in this final minute before our next pause, I want to thank Adrian Lopez of Foundation Pros. And, yeah, like I said, if you're looking for any help, get a hold of Adrian or call us here at 844-967-2789. We'll put you in touch with Adrian, Foundation Pros and the Wisconsin Association for Foundation Repair Professionals. Thank you again for joining us this morning. Let's get together soon. We'll have some coffee.
Thank you.
And more to come. Coach Lindsey Schultz and Stargard Olivia Rangel are next here on This Week in Waukesha. I can't wait. Neither can you. Don't go away.
Dear one.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Snow and ice on the East Coast, major rain out west. In Santa Rosa, California, they could get up to 5 inches over the next few days. That's where Grace Saunders lives.
We're happy to have it. We need it, you know, and it keeps us out of drought and fire. We farm too. A lot of us, you know, families do.
A grand jury will look at the botched response to the Uvalde school shooting in 2022. Brett Cross's son was one of the students killed.
They're not worried. They know how this community is. They know how the DA is. They're not worried. But it's high time that they start getting worried and they start hanging their heads in shame.
Former President Trump has picked up another endorsement as he campaigns for the Republican presidential nomination.
We need a president who will unite our country. We need Donald Trump.
That South Carolina Senator Tim Scott going against the former governor of his state. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
It's the Packers and the 49ers at Levi's Stadium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The winner of this game goes on to the NFC Championship, one step away from the Super Bowl. The Packers played a near-perfect game last week against the Cowboys. Can they be any better? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
We're going to need a better game for sure. Absolutely. I think you can always get better, right? That's our mindset. There's always something that you can improve upon. We're going against a great opponent, and we're going to need to be at our best.
As the one seed the 49ers had last weekend off, how impressed were they by this young Packers team? Linebacker Fred Warner.
I mean, they got our attention no matter what, honestly. You went on the road as a seventh seed against a really good Dallas team. I mean, that's enough in itself. And then the fact that they won the way that they did. The thing that was really impressive was the way that they were able to run the football. You know, Aaron Jones has been playing at a super high level. I've respected his game for a long time. We got that mutual respect there. So that's going to be obviously another point of emphasis for us.
That's 49ers linebacker Fred Warner. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid-teens. For tonight, about 2 below zero under mostly cloudy skies. Mostly sunny, highs near 20 on your Sunday. For Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 33. Winds will gust to 30 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain and snow, mid-30s.
Right now, it's zero.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Robert Hack Diamond salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights. His leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. He led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Robert Hack Diamonds in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
got this in pocket. Got paddle, I'm gonna use it. Intention, I'm feeling mental. Gonna make you, make you, make you notice.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. And when I was on Pat Kreitlow's show yesterday morning, you know, Pat Kreitlow likes to do like a This Day in Music History, and I decided to do my own. And on this day, which was yesterday, in 1980, the Pretenders got their first number one single in the UK chart with their third single, Brass in Pocket. And I love that one. I bet you Johnny remembers that. But my guest, our second guest, very special, as the chorus line goes, is, I'm special, special. And this is Carroll University women's basketball team head coach Lindsay Schultz, and one of many stars. It is a total team effort, but the junior guard from Franklin, the former Sabre, Olivia Rangel, is also here. And Pioneers are 14-3, 7-1, riding a 9-game winning streak. And Olivia, if I believe, you've had at least like two like student athlete of the week honors so far in the season. Is that, did I get that right?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And there's a lot of talk about all American honors when the season ends, you know, based on your overall play. And I'm sure, you know, Colt Schultz will tell you, you know, Lindsay provides great leadership on many occasions, will put the team on her back and make big plays, but it is an overall team effort with some of the luminaries you have in your roster.
Yes, definitely. This team this year gels really well. We can put five offensive threats on the floor at any time. Defensively, they've really committed the last few weeks. Olivia takes a lot of the load in terms of she creates shots for other people. She can create shots for herself. Natalie Grecius has been a force for us inside. Emily Wisner is shooting like...
Wiz.
Yeah, the Wiz kid. She's shooting like 60% from three. So we've had some really effective offensive weapons. But then we also have, you know, Natalie Poskill that comes in and gets 12
Another
rebounds.
Germantown product.
Yep.
Along with Wiz.
Yep. 12 rebounds last game. Or Chloe Halverson who comes in and scored 11 points. I mean, we have a lot of different weapons. And I think the best thing that this team does is we talk about like finding the best shot. And since we have so many weapons, like we get good shots and we've been able
you
to
really
execute.
Do. Yeah. And I love the way you distribute the ball. You know, I'm not being patronizing here. I watched a lot of basketball. I played a lot in my younger days. And I love that team effort where you're moving the ball. The offensive players are moving the court. You're stretching that defense out, wearing them down. Like
yes.
A good running attack in football. And that's what I see. And the fact that you do a lot of damage in the paint, you know, what I like to call the running game. I use a lot of football metaphors. And because you see so much perimeter shooting and yeah, with that 3-point lining, it gives you a great, but I love teams that have that balance and can do it all in the paint.
Right.
As your team. Yeah. Like I think most of the points that I've seen Olivia make are in the paint, driving to the bucket. As opposed to when she makes herself open at 3-point line. Is that fair to say, Olivia?
Yeah, I'd say I'm much more of a threat inside than outside.
Sounds great. So now the last broadcast we were able to do with Carroll University women's basketball was the Milliken game. Milliken at the time was ranked 9th in the nation, undefeated, has last year's National Player of the Year, Elise Knudsen, who I put up like 32 points. Which you could say is probably a good day for your defense, knowing how strong she is. Some would say she's like the Caitlin Clark of D3 buckets.
Correct.
And I've seen a lot of great sports memories in my lifetime. I'm one of the few Americans that got to see the Miracle Ice on Ice on live television because I grew up close to the Canadian border. So I've seen a lot of great moments. But one of my favorite, and I'm not kidding here, and I've seen if Olivia remembers this, at the end of the Milliken game. By the way, they were down by like 7 or 9 with like 3 or 4 minutes left in regulation. They came back, even had a chance to win it before Milliken tied it to send it to overtime. And then you guys killed it in overtime. And they threw up a desperation shot, and the ball went out of bounds with 1.8 seconds left. And the whole time I'm thinking of that Isaiah Thomas throwing that errant pass that Larry Bird steals, gives, you know, and I was like, please don't do that. Please don't. the inbounder found Olivia near half court, right in front of where President Dr. Cindy Nattinger was sitting. And I'm behind her doing the radio broadcast. Olivia jumps up for the ball, catches it. There's really no time, and time runs out. The place erupts, stands up, cheers, including President Nattinger. And Olivia, I don't know if you remember doing this, but you handed the ball to the president, game ball. And it was like right out of that scene in We Are Marshall, and Matthew McConaughey gives the ball to the president, played by David Strathairn. And was that just like spur of the moment thing, or just like...
Honestly, I do not remember that at all.
It was like one of my favorite moments of grace. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, it was the last show of the year. I did a year in review, and I had Joe Bansky on, the volleyball coach for the Fusion, who I saw last night. They were honoring him at halftime at the North CMH game we were broadcasting. And that's another amazing story, along with Carroll Women's Basketball. And I was telling him about that, and he was quite amazed. But it meant a lot without really talking. I know it meant a lot to Dr. Nattinger. Because then she turned and she gave it. Mike Shulis was sitting three seats away. She gave it to him, and he put it in a special place. I'm sure at some point, if you haven't already, he's having you all sign it. And then it's going to be in a place in honor in Dr. Nattinger's office. But to me, that was one of my favorite moments because, as I understand it, Dr. Nattinger has been a driving force behind building this really strong athletic program at Carroll. A lot of great young coaches like yourself, Coach Lindsay, and... It all started, from what I heard, about 7 or 8 years ago when she started. She went to a football game, and the Piles are losing 80-0. There's no marching band. And she turned to her husband or whoever was sitting next to her, and she just said, no. And kind of did like a 180 in terms of the direction of the program. And basketball, women's and men's, are one of the byproducts of that. And so that moment, like I said, it's one I'll never forget. And it's and thank you for that too. That was just such a great moment of grace.
Yeah.
And because right after you handed it to her, I think you guys embraced, and then you ran back to celebrate with your team. But the fact that you did that for it was like, it was so cool, unbelievably neat.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now, chance to make more memories today.
Correct.
Illinois Wesleyan comes to town. Like yourselves, they have only one loss, and your only loss came to them at their house.
Correct.
This is kind of for all the marbles, or it's for like the lead in the CCIW.
Yeah, we just finished. We've played everyone for one time around, so this is our second round of conference. We're both 7-1. So whoever wins this game will take first place outright, which is very exciting.
That is.
And, you know, over the years, like, Illinois Wesleyan has kind of become our rival. Like, that's the team that, you know, we really get up for.
Sure.
And so it's going to be a great environment today. We have an orange out, so nice. We're asking our fans to wear orange. Students get free T-shirts, orange T-shirts. Students are back on campus, so we should have a similar atmosphere as we did to the Milligan game. Nice. So we're very excited.
Oh, that's 2:00 today. Did I get that right?
2:00.
2:00. The Van Mail Fieldhouse, considered one of the toughest field houses in the country for visitors to come in women's basketball. Was only 3 games you lost there in the last 3 or 4 seasons. Did I have that right?
Yeah, something like that.
So, yeah, that's very impressive.
Yes. And I think Olivia can attest to that. Like, we love to play at home in front of our home crowd. Our football team comes out, and so do other student athletes, and we get a really fun atmosphere.
Yeah, it's neat. When I would go to set up, you'd see some of the football players that Johnny and I both know. Like J.R. Muth and Kevin Richmond setting up and doing some workout. And that's really neat to see that connectivity.
Absolutely.
Throughout the school. So, Livy, you grew up here in Franklin. Why was Carroll the college of your choice?
For me, I just wanted to stay close to home. Nice. I'm kind of a homebody, so that made my decision pretty easy. But I wanted to come somewhere that had a wide range of educational, like, values and programs that could offer me different things, because I came in undecided.
Sure.
And I also wanted to come into a program where, you know, I could make a difference, I could help out, and it just seemed like Carroll was the perfect fit to do so.
And I'm sorry, I don't know that. What's your major again, Olivia?
I am a communications and Spanish double major.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll have to get your resume or something, get you into the civic media. You know, we have over 20 radio stations. I know as we grow, we could use some great young talent for you. We are taking calls for Coach Lindsay Schultz and her star guard, Olivia Rangel. It's Rangel, right? Did I say that right? Fantastic. 844-967-27. Oh, we do have a caller. Go ahead. Who's on you?
We've got Greg on the line.
Triple G, I was just thinking about you, Greg Wansnatter, a no stranger, I imagine, to Coach Schultz and to Olivia. Again, Greg and I were talking about, how do you pronounce the name? And Greg actually corrected me. Greg, how you doing?
Yes, yes, Olivia, we were talking about how to pronounce your name. We were having a, over at the press table over there, we were like, some of us, we were divided, but it is Rangel, correct? By the way, I'm doing great, Don. But yeah, it is Rangel, correct?
You know, honestly, I grew up, everyone said Rangel. Half my family side says Rangel. If you want to say it Spanish way, it's Rangel.
Rangel.
So honestly, I take anything at this point, but I will probably say Rangel if someone asks. But
I like Rangel.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don, and you know what's cool about today's game? And hello, Coach Schultz. Hope you're doing well. What's cool about today's game is in between the girls' and boys' game, the campus activities board at Carroll is providing free pizza to students who come. So if any students are listening, they will get free pizza in between the two games today. So CAB is doing a series of events for this week. Welcome back week. But Olivia, I just wanted to say one comment and one question. Communications major, rock on. So you, I'm sure I've been mentored by Dr. Bob King and Dr. Rebecca Imes and John Gordon in that department. So as a fellow comm major myself. And then just a quick question. You guys have a lot of younger people on your team. I'm thinking of Alana. I'm thinking of some of the other girls that
Chloe Halverson's like a sophomore, right? Or freshman?
She's
Chloe
a junior.
Halverson. Okay.
She plays young.
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of younger people on your team. How do you mentor them? How do you encourage them? How do you reach out to them? And Don, I'm going to keep listening for the whole show. So
sounds
thanks,
great.
Olivia, for answering that. So
I think a lot of times for those younger girls, a lot of people don't realize how much they fuel our team and how much they help us out in practice and bringing that energy almost every single day. It's hard when you're younger to kind of have, kind of keep a consistent positive mindset even when we have these lulls and when times get tough and maybe when you aren't seeing the floor as much as you'd like. I think the biggest thing for those younger players is to kind of let them know how valued they are, how important they are, and kind of keep their spirits high to just keep pushing because they're helping us arguably more than anyone else on the rest of the team.
That's fantastic. And G to the R to the EGG, thanks always for calling and for your active listening. And we do need to connect soon. Hopefully at today's game, I'll try to get Johnny and we'll head over there. And so before we started, I was telling Coach Schultz and Olivia about, for any of you Ted Lasso fans, there's a scene where Trent Crim, the reporter, is asking Coach Roy Kent about the streak, and he's like, you know, he's like, don't ever talk to me, don't ever come at me with that. We never talk about a streak. How do you feel about that? I mean, you haven't lost since December 2nd. What's the mentality?
For us, it's not something as a team we've talked about. I mean, obviously, it's been out there in the media, like post game articles. It will say what we're on a win streak. We just talk about the next game and we talk about executing. And that's actually why I was really proud of this team on Wednesday night coming out against Carthage. Because, I mean, they knew Saturday we played Illinois Wesleyan and they knew how important, you know, today's game is. But we take it one game at a time. And we came out really focused and energized.
59, I think, was the score. Something.
Yeah. I mean, 90. Yeah. We scored 90 points. Yeah. So, I mean, I think for us, we take it game by game. We know, I mean, obviously our goal is to win a championship. And so we got to win each game. We can't just beat the Illinois Wesleyan. So that's kind of our approach.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Sounds great. Hey, we're going to pause for some community messages, and we'll be right back with Coach Lindsay Schultz and Olivia Rangel. Her star guard, it looks to make the All-American team. More to come here in This Week in Waukesha. Don't forget Amanda Medina Roddy joins me to talk pancakes in the next hour.
I got help, some of you.
Shaw, WAUK. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our Wisconsin winter feels like the perfect time for casseroles. And Red Maple Restaurant near Walker's Point recently received King of the Hot Dish Crown.
They had an amazing kind of Asian-inspired, gravy-covered, meatball-heavy casserole, which was my personal favorite, so I was glad to see it win.
Matt Wild with Milwaukee Record visiting Matt Nair on air, where Greg wants all in on this tasty bake-off.
You got your businesses, and then people can bring their own casserole. So there's like almost like two levels of competition.
I like this.
The casserole contest supports the Kinship Food Center. We'll keep you posted on the next one. If music is more your thing, the Rat Pack Tribute Show returns to the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee Saturday, January 27th. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Waukesha, and as I was preparing for Pat Kreitler's show up north news yesterday morning, I discovered another little nugget from this day yesterday in 1980. The Pink Floyd's The Wall album was entered number one in the U.S. Top album charts, and that was a 15-week run and a seminal album, and that was another brick in the wall. And that song became big about 10 years later when The Wall finally came down in East Germany. And Pink Floyd did like were part of a big celebratory concert like 6 months later, and they played that song. And even as The Wall was being torn out, you could hear people on their blasters, like cranking that song out about the wall coming down. And when I was in middle school and very rebellious, that was also kind of maybe a fight song for many of us troubled youth challenging authority. But over here at Carroll University, there is, you could say, spirited youth with a spirit of rebellion. But you have to enjoy, though, I think, being having a smaller student body, a good connectivity with the faculty. Is that fair to say, Olivia?
Oh, yeah, you can totally tell. Sometimes people will try and say things like, oh, you go to such a small school and stuff. But I feel like it makes it so much better because you get that community feel and so many people. Just about everyone knows everyone, and everyone's there to support each other, and it's awesome.
That's terrific. So, and I imagine if you Coach Schultz too, you've been there 8 years now, 8 seasons, and
correct.
And you love the campus culture there. That's fair to say.
Yeah, I mean, for me, and I tell this, you know, when I'm recruiting, because I really believe it. I've had a lot of different experiences coaching. Like, I've been at, you know, UWM and Parkside and Bradley University, some bigger schools. And I really felt for me that the best fit is a school with maybe a little bit more, you know, a little bit smaller enrollment, but where you feel connected to the campus and different parts of it. And so that's why Carroll was very appealing to me. And it's felt like home for 8 years.
Sure. That's terrific. Now, I've played some of my favorite music from my youth, The Pretenders, Pink Floyd. What kind of music do you enjoy, Olivia?
You know,
your teammates?
I love this question because I don't think I've ever been able to give a definitive answer.
Sure.
I will listen to almost anything and everything.
That's
but
great.
When it comes to the team, we've always got Wiz or Katie Evans on aux. And, you know, before games on the bus, that speaker is always blaring. And the music ranges
sure.
from pretty much anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just adds to the atmosphere and it makes everything so much more fun.
Yeah, I was thinking
and
of,
I just want to say, so they'll have, like, each player will make playlists for practice.
Okay.
And when it's Olivia's turn, it's a wild card. You have no. I mean, sure. It is going to be the most random music selection that you have probably ever heard.
So one of my selections for this segment made the cutting room floor is going to be Evanescence's "Wake Me Up Inside," which I think is a great walkout. Do you have your own walkout song if you could choose?
Not off the top of my head. I don't think so. I mean, one song I've been listening on repeat, which you guys probably have no idea. It's "Told Ya" by Lil TJ.
"Told Ya" by Lil TJ. Yeah. All right, so Anya, we'll have to fire that up later after they leave to get a feel for that. So that's terrific. So I know you guys have a shootout, so we appreciate you sticking it out this late, because I know you have to be there at 8, and you don't like your players to be late. But you have a legitimate excuse. You know, you're on. You're here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in This Week in Waukesha, and we're really excited for the game today, and we encourage everybody in Waukesha, especially if you're needing something to pump you up or to settle you down while you're waiting for the Packers game to be in, you have to. This is really the my favorite story in Waukesha sports, the Carroll University women's basketball team riding a 9-game winning streak, cracking into the top 25 this week. Congratulations. Excellent. How does that feel?
I'll let Olivia answer that one.
I mean, it's awesome. It's a goal we've been working towards since we've gotten here on campus, and to see, not that other people's opinions matter so much, but to see other people notice the work we've put in, it's awesome.
Especially a record, you know, national,
of course,
kind of media outlet like that, like d3hoops.com. Yeah, I think that's really neat.
Absolutely.
So now, how many you're going to be in your second run of CCIW games?
Correct.
So that'll be like another 8 or 9 games left in the season. Is that right?
Yeah. So we'll have another 8 games with today's game, and then we go to the conference tournament.
So there's a lot to look forward to.
Yes. It's exciting time.
Sure. Sure. And then teams that are on like kind of winning streaks, sometimes they're like, well, maybe we lose one just to kind of, you know, get balance or get perspective. But it's also you got to play to win every game, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think that was kind of, you know, we had a discussion as a team a couple of weeks ago. Like, because we want to, you know, crack the top 25, and because we want that recognition, and we want teams to think that Carroll is a reputable program, we aren't in a position that we can just take a loss and get recognized like that. We're trying to make a name for ourselves. So when we feel like, you know, maybe we're not as focused, we have to deal with that internally. Like, we don't want to take a loss to give us a wake-up call. And some teams need it, and usually during the season. But I felt like in the last, I don't know, two, three games, we've been really, like, locked in and focused. So we've been playing very well.
So about 1 minute left, what is it you'd like Waukesha and the world to know about Carroll women's basketball, about this year's Pioneer squad?
I'd just say come out and support, you know, see a game for yourself, see what we're about. Wouldn't be surprised if you found yourself back after that, because I think we're a lot of fun to watch.
Absolutely.
That's terrific. 2:00 today, a battle of one-loss teams at the top of the CCIW. Our beloved Pioneers taking on Illinois Wesleyan, their only loss in conference. Be there at Van Mail, an orange out, as they call it. Coach Lindsey Schultz, star guard Olivia Rangel. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning, This Week in Waukesha. I know you have a shootout to go to, so we'll let you go. And best of luck with this game and the rest of the season. More to come in the following hour as Amanda Medina Roddy joins us to talk pancakes. Do not go away.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance?
Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at wiscaregiverscdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.